views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of following your intuition. So Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And so I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to provide energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. And we do love to hear from you. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is a very beautiful, wonderful woman that I have a lot of affection for, Nicole Short of Inner Freedom Now. And she believes that all families, no matter what their circumstances, can live in a state of calm and create a peaceful feeling in their home environment through the use of intuition. When empowered by intuition, the insight needed to understand and stay centered through all experiences can be developed. This will also allow people to attune to their child and bring about deep healing for the child and their family. Nicole, are you there?
I am. Hello, Colette.
Hi. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice and have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you today. It's just a complete honor to have this experience with you.
Oh, I just love it because, you know, you and I was just thinking about that like last night before I fell asleep. How long have we known each other?
It's been at least 6-7 years now.
Yeah, cool. I thought so. Yeah. And so,
yeah, it's been a long time and it's just, you've been one of those people in my life that's just completely revolutionized the way I live. So
I love that.
Well, you know, well, it's true.
But the thing is, like, I really, like, when I say I have a lot of affection for you and that, because we've kept in touch over the years, and we met when I was doing a demo in Vancouver.
Yes.
And
yes.
Maybe just tell people a little bit about that. Tell them what you're doing. I'm going to give you the floor here. Tell them what you're doing and kind of how you got into doing what you're doing.
Well, I'll share how I got into what I'm doing. The reason I came to your demo, you know, about 7 years ago is because my husband and I, we have a child who is autism. Opposition defiant disorder, ADHD, extreme anxiety, and learning disabilities. And we just weren't functioning well. And I was an emotional wreck, putting it lightly. And I came to your demo to see what could be done because I was just seeking answers everywhere because I knew that there was something out there that was going to give us relief in a different way. And I was just going everywhere to find these solutions. And when I met you and I was at that demo, it was the first time in years ever that I experienced hope. And I just knew that things were going to change. And within one session with you, our whole life and experience with Jacob began to transform. He was on 5 different medications and due to be put on a 6th. And I'm not pro-medication, but I am pro-keeping my high-intensity child in my home with me. And he was just that violent that we had to do whatever we could to keep him with us. And after one session, we went back to the doctor and a very well-known psychiatrist, and he said, it's time to start taking Jacob off medication.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, we need to work.
It's been beautiful.
It's so beautiful if parents and the school and the doctors and the psychologists, psychiatrists, if everybody starts working together with these children.
Yes.
And, you know, and always to shift in the highest good of the child, so that everybody that gets involved with your child's life, it becomes like a benefit to them.
Yes.
And kind of like a person that they can, that's going to understand the process that they're going through and empower them to be, you know, a better version of themselves. And I mean, I remember that way back then, because like he's doing so well now. Tell us about Jacob. Like, I mean, he's amazing.
Oh, he's incredible. So he's just thriving in high school now. He's happy.
I love that he's in high school.
He's in high school. And this was a child who was non-functional and would growl at people and was so aggressive that everyone was scared of him. And at high school, they just let him, or not let him, but he's just being, you know, like any other child and able to take himself through his day. So it's just...
I love that. And because they didn't expect him to get to high school.
No, they didn't expect him to do anything conventionally. And he's proved everyone wrong. And every, you know, day, year, however you want to look at it, he continues to prove everybody wrong. So I'm very excited to see where he ends up, because I am in full awareness that it's going to be incredible. And that's not the way people usually look at children like my son.
Well, the thing is, you know, in my book, I refer to autistic children as AWE, autistic children.
Yeah.
When you use that sound, that vowel in that way, awe, that is the awe that we have for God's creations.
Yes.
And that, to me, is more representative of an autistic child, is that they're awesome. And we just have to find a way to communicate with them that, you know, and this was all energetically shifted. And I mean, it, you know, and it was a gradual process, and it was like beautiful to watch everybody come together to do what was best for this child. And, you know, some people were really surprised of the result, you know, like what happened here.
Most people were really surprised of the results and like very surprised. And it's been just like you said about finding the way to communicate with them. So being energetically shifted and gaining that bigger, larger perspective and being able to see my son in a different light and all that fear and worry that most mothers experience was just completely lifted. And it enabled me to be centered and see what my son needed on any, you know, given moment. And I noticed that as time's gone on, he's more and more centered within himself, which is not common for a child who has autism and ADHD alone. So it's incredible what being able to shift yourself is provides when you're on this type of journey.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is, you know what, what I've been wanting to say to you, because it came through loud and clear, and we're going to go for a break in a few minutes. But before we go for the break, I just wanted to say that, you know, when you showed up at that demo, your angels brought you there.
Yes.
And you were sitting in the audience, and I called you up right away because I knew like that, you know, I could see your angels. And so, you know, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about that, you know what you're doing. And I just want you to know that I have so much admiration and so much respect for you that you have managed to take this very challenging situation, turn it around, and now provide respite for other people that are in this situation. And hey, you get it because you've been there. And so you understand it in a way that people who have not been there can't, you know, they don't have that experience. And so I love to watch you fly here and do the work you're doing. It really, really makes my heart sing. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Nicole Short. When we return, we're going to share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 and we'll make some more shift happen.
Dying flame, you're free again. Who could love do that to you?
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. I used to hurry a lot. I used to worry a lot. I used to stay.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Nicole Short. Before we continue, Nicole, can you please share your contact information with our audience?
Okay, so my email is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, at innerfreedomnow.ca. And my website is www.innerfreedomnow.ca. And I'd just like to mention that I'm going to be offering two free 30-minute angel readings today. So the first two people who email me at nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca will receive the free reading done via Skype. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your generosity. And I just wanted to remind people that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I mean, Nicole and I love to work together shift some energy for people here. And we do have a caller on the line that I'll take right away here. This is Julie from Ottawa. Are you there, Julie?
Hi. Hi again, Colette.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I feel like I've got some just sort of stuckness. I'm not quite letting go. I feel it really in my left side.
Okay.
Kind of through my kind of groin or just on the side, like left hip.
Okay. So are you in pain?
So I feel very physically, but it feels like partly grief and anger and...
Okay, so you're recognizing that you're holding some emotion in your left hip.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on a scale of 0 to 10, how much, like, is it bothering you? 10 being the worst.
I don't know. I think the number 8 or 7 kind of comes up.
Yeah, that actually comes up really strong, and it's kind of like it's not that much painful on a physical level, but it's causing you a lot of, like, you're aware is what's coming up. That it is something that you need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, Nicole, you're hard at work there. I can already feel you going here.
Yeah.
What are you picking up here?
What am I picking up? Well, it's just feeling like even the collective sort of threat or fear of finances is coming in. Okay, from past, and so I was just sort of shifting past experiences in regards to this, sort of triggering a survival stance that has nothing to do with right now, but definitely from past life experiences, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then just certain relationships that haven't felt stable for you. Even if this is on a very subconscious level. So I'm just strengthening those. And then mother just came in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then just all female relationships.
What I was picking up here is you're from Ottawa, and I'm seeing like the prime minister that talked out of the side of his mouth. And the left jaw to the left left hip to the left jaw comes up weak. And it's kind of like having to talk and or speak from a woman's point of view and also having to take action from a woman's point of view. And like you said, Nicole, it's coming up a lot of past lifetime experience of not being able to move forward in a way that she wanted to. And it's like the whole left side. A lot of anger sitting in that hip. it's coming up like folding, you know, like folding your cards, like when you play poker and having to kind of bend over for people. I just want to check in with you now, Julie, and just see if you're experiencing a shift here.
Definitely feel like something's kind of going on. Yeah, I mean, the anger kind of comes through. I can't say maybe a little bit of relief, but it just feels like more of a cloud than something that was kind of intense and just located in one place. It just feels more
okay, so it's dissipating is what I'm getting. Nicole, what else are you picking up?
Well, I'm just shifting right now that anything that she does need to acknowledge that maybe, you know, hasn't been able to happen so easily, and just shifting that can just come to the conscious mind effortlessly, okay? And that mm-hmm. you would be completely neutral to it, so that whatever is clouded over, that fog can just clear, okay? And that you would be able to acknowledge it effortlessly and then start moving forward in the actions that you want to take, and that any chains in regards to the past, any connection there, that would be completely, you know, deleted, okay, and that your left side of the body and the right side of your body, that they would be as strong as each other, okay, and that the balance there, so that you would feel balanced within, and that the strength would be balanced within, you know, forward, backwards, you know, top, bottom, and everywhere in between. And that the focus, your focus would be shifted to what you want to focus on instead of what you think you need to focus on.
There we go. Okay. I felt her go new. Like, I just want to check in with you again here, Julie. How, on a scale, number-wise, where are you?
Gosh, I think I felt that relief. I
felt
three.
It too. I'm getting
and then
that
I felt sort of activation,
but it's going
like
to take your perception
area, like just kind of like.
Yeah, anyway. It's just gonna it just that it's kind of like you're resisting your perception's resisting it a little bit because it happens so fast, and so it just strengthened you that, you know, I'm getting that. These long-held beliefs that you weren't even aware of necessarily on a conscious level were being held in this. And for you today, we just strengthen that, you know, the perception catches up with the shifts. And that, and it already, like, it's already way different, but I'm getting it already is neutral, that the energy, when Nicole was talking, I felt it go neutral and it was clear. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you, that, you know, when the time is right, that the aha moment will just come over you and it'll be very gentle and easy. And that's kind of like Nicole's style. She likes to do things like with the angels. And so they're a little more gentle than
they are.
Yeah. They can be a little more gentle. So it might take a little bit more. You'll ease into this new understanding of your situation. And so we just strengthen that 100%. Any last shifts there, Nicole, for her?
Just that all the energy that we shifted, that it would stay strong and hold. Yeah.
And
that it would integrate effortlessly.
Mm-hmm. So that there's no argument within the mind and the feeling.
So that no matter what's going on, it's just there.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Julie.
All right. And we do have another caller, but I just wanted to, before we take the other caller, I wanted to ask you, Nicole, tell us about your angels. Tell us about how you know, your angel card readings. Explain to us what that is and what you're doing with it.
So I love working with the angels. I'm an angel therapy practitioner and an intuitive angel card reader. And so I do provide readings for people to give clarity about what's going on in their life, any area of their life, and just what some of the hidden energies are there in regards to their experiences in life right now. And the biggest reason I do anything is to help empower people to feel free within in regards to what their circumstances are. So I love passing on ways how people can work with the angels themselves so that they can do what I do on a daily basis in their own home. And so I just love empowering, you know, parents or anyone with what they need so that they can just be independent and feel happy in their journey the way that we all should be.
I love that. And, you know, that's what, you were at our, you were doing a lot to help me out in Vancouver for my, for the energetic upgrade seminar we had last year.
Yes.
And, yeah, and I mean, that was such a, I mean, it was so much fun. And just, you know, watching everybody, this is what I've discovered, you know, when I first started on this journey of wanting to understand remote healing and, you know, how to benefit people in that way. What happened is, you know, I realized very, very quickly after working with all these people that everybody has the ability to connect with their intuition, and that a lot of the tools that we share, like that's why I Mark and I simplified things to the point that it's just tools that you can use, and it doesn't take a lot to use them, but you just have to pick them up and use them.
Yes.
And that's kind of the you know, I've always been a believer that whenever you are energetically working, you want to make sure that you're going through your higher self. Quite often,
yes,
though, the higher self will also give you information from different, you know, angels or whatever. And so, you know, you want to be really strong to being able to accept this information and then put it in your own words and share it with people. And that's what you're doing. And,
well, that is what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's really, yeah, it's very cool to feel their energy come in. See, because it's kind of like an invitation that you've given them that you would be more than willing to accept their advice, you know?
Yes.
And if you, once you test it, that it's strong for you. Yeah, to say it. That's what I'm getting is happening with you. Is that you are
amazing.
Getting... Yeah, yeah. And so it's pretty cool. So we need to take a break here. That just came up for me right now. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
You see this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do?
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Nicole Short here with me today from Inner Freedom Now. And you can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Nicole and I are talking about shifting energy. We were talking about the Energetic Upgrade Seminar in Vancouver last year, and we've got one coming up again this October. I think it's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Vancouver. And also that the online program's coming out. And, you know, you were asking about that because people in Vancouver are asking. It'll be out at the end of April, Nicole.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. Honestly, like, because it's 14 days with a day in between each. And Mark and I can't possibly share all this information at a seminar over 2.5 days because the program itself only takes 10 minutes a day at the most when you're doing it. But for us to explain it, you know, it's just when people come to our seminars, we want to have them be like the focus. And so the people that show up at the seminar, we want to make sure that they receive all the energetic shifting because we do that all weekend and get lots of practice time with other practitioners that are there and, you know, have fun. And so, you know, I'm so excited that this program's finally out. It's been a year in, and we're just in the final stages of working on it. And so I want to, you know, say, like, you know, thank you for helping me out last year, and I hope to see you there again this Vancouver.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be so incredible, this online training, because if people ever feel like they need a little more, you know, coaching or understanding of what they're doing when they're learning how to shift, then they're able to really grow their skills week to week and feel like that mastery in it and understand that they can do this and mm-hmm. that they are doing it. And it will just make them feel so much more in touch with their own intuitive abilities, their own natural abilities. And it's just really cool that you and Mark have designed this to give people the opportunity to find out what they can really do.
Well, because the problem is if you, a lot of times people take online programs or go to a seminar or whatever, and I've seen this happen over and over again, the information, they get it, but then they don't necessarily use it. And so what Mark and I were focusing on in this online program is really giving the tools so that people can go back and look it up and, you know, put it into practice in their everyday life. That's when you use things in your everyday life. Like, see, this is why you are so brilliant at doing what you're doing, is because, you know, you had a son there who needed you to be on it.
Yeah.
so he was kind of like your, hey, mom, pay attention here. You need to get this done.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah. And that's why you're so brilliant at doing what you're doing now, because you put it into practice every single day and improved your own life. And what's the point of going to a bunch of seminars and taking a bunch of courses if you don't use the information in a way that it improves your life? We have a lot of really amazing results, you know, and you know how it is with me and babies, right?
Yes.
Like, in, of course, in
babies
in,
love
in,
you.
In Germany, there was another couple there that had been there the time before, and they couldn't get pregnant. And we worked on that at the seminar 10 months ago, and then they were there very pregnant. And, you know,
yes.
and they had actually asked me to please shift them so that they were not, that the baby wouldn't come until after the seminar because they were due that weekend.
And yeah, the baby, yeah.
They got to the
seminar, didn't they?
Yeah. And they made it through, and the doctors were saying that they were going to have to do a C-section on Thursday if she didn't have the baby. And what happened is they had the baby Wednesday morning. As soon as the sign changed from Aries into from Pisces into Aries, the babies were ready to be born, or the baby was ready to be born. So
it's amazing how they love to pick.
Yeah.
What they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so funny that the babies are so in a line right now. And I know we have another caller here, so I'm going to take her call. And then I want you to explain, I want you to tell us about your views on these children that are coming in that are maybe a little bit different from what we're used to. But before we do that, we're going to just take a quick call here from Joanna from England. Joanna, are you there?
Hello, girls.
Hello. I'm so happy to hear you're calling from England because you used to call from Poland.
Yes, it's me. But I hope to come to one of your seminars. I mean, you know, I moved to England. Changed
awesome.
My life. And
Nicole, Joanna would call from Poland, and she really wanted to get out of Poland and move to England.
And she's there now?
Yeah, she's in England now. So now
right on! Congratulations! Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there something that we could shift for you this morning?
Yeah, I called in on Monday to Dr. Pat's show, and you suggested I call today. Yeah, well, some movements has been made, but I feel more physically now. In the past, I would feel more emotional. I would have more emotional problems. Now it's like feels like coming to the physical. And
That's good news because it means that you're starting to be able to feel that the weakness is in the physical, because 99.9% of physical problems do not root at the physical level. So what's going on? Like, where does it hurt in your body, and what was bothering you?
It's been like it's usually around my liver every now and then, and recently it just I feel like there's something around my heart, or maybe the nerves around my heart, and I feel like short of breath, and I feel
okay.
I feel strange, and like, so, you know, it's like I'm just completely stiff. And
okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you? 10 being the worst.
Yeah, I would say 6.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting between a 4 and a 6. Nicole, what are you picking up? I can feel your little energetic machine there, just
Well, the first thing I perceived is that there's actually a feeling like of suppression in the chest area. So I started to lift that off of her and clear, you know, any grief feelings, actually, stored in the body, and then strengthen her body to be as strong as her heart. And so I'd like to ask, how long ago did you move to England?
Oh, less than a month ago.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with that transition. So we're just going to clear anything, you know, in regards to that transition for you, okay, so that you'd be strong. And even though you were so excited, and so you would feel that excitement still, okay?
Mm-hmm. And recap it's all, you know what's coming up is that she has a weakness that she can't believe it. And there's no need to believe it. Just allow yourself to, you know, be there.
Yeah.
So just strengthen you to that. What else, Nicole?
I'm just clearing some karma in regards to the country of England from past life experiences in. I didn't know how to express that right away because it was a rather big energy. So we're just going to clear all of that, okay, from multiple, you know, lives, generations, so that any, you know, grief felt there, you know, there's a connection there, would be completely alleviated, lifted, okay, and that freedom in general, that you're free to choose what you want to choose, okay, and that you wouldn't limit yourself in it. Because now that it's happened, it's feeling like there's this limitation that you can't be happy in it, because you haven't always been allowed or allowed yourself to do what you want to do. Okay.
Cool. Nicole, we have to go to a break.
Yeah,
so I'm going to ask you, Joanna, just to stay on the line. And when we come back from the break, we're going to check in with you. I can feel it shifting right now. That was huge, Nicole. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I just want to thank all of you out there that have been putting up reviews for my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. Thank you for the reviews on Amazon and Lulu and your feedback. We love to hear from you. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you're tired of playing.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Thank you.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have the beautiful Nicole Short on, and we also have Joanna, formerly from Poland, but now from England, on the line. How are you feeling, Joanna?
Oh, wow. I don't know yet. It's just because, well, you said before, and it was very interesting what you said, that the physical symptoms started showing up. And I was thinking about this, how it used before I did start work. I thought I was very healthy and nothing bothered me. And then suddenly, I have a little pain there, everything.
Okay, so what I want to explain to you and everybody else listening is that what I meant by that is that, you know, when your body shows you that there's a problem, it'll show you in very slight discomfort, you know, and then if you don't listen to the slight discomfort, it becomes more painful. And that's because although it may not appear to be something that is a problem for you, if you leave it alone, it will become a problem for you. So it's a gift from the universe that the quicker that you can recognize, you know, what your body is telling you, and that you would step into this place where you can energetically shift it. And your number one issue, Nicole picked it up right away, and that's why she kind of went, whoa, what just happened here? Because it was really, really a powerful correction, is that you had some past life issues with England. And now, you know, I want you to just get in touch with that now, with the pain in your body and with what you're feeling right now. And how does it feel the same or different now?
Well, it feels a lot better. It just there's always this slight discomfort around my liver. I think it's lessened now.
Well, you know, Nicole, do you want to address that? What's going on around her liver?
Well, it's also just energy in connection to the movement forward that you've made in your life at this time. And sometimes when energy is moving on a cellular level within our bodies, okay, it can create a little discomfort as it's working its way out because you are moving into alignment with living your dreams. So the real challenge can be is to not get too worked up about what's going on within the body, but also being aware of what message it's trying to give you.
Ah, okay? There you go.
Yeah, and that's what she's working on getting here today. And, you know, I feel like you already have it. Just allow the energy to move now because it is completely about you moving into alignment with your journey. But you have been more suppressed in your life in the past, and so our body will physically react to that and hold the energy in instead of just allowing it to move. So we'll shift you to being strong, to allowing that energy to move, open up that, you know, solar plexus so that there is no suppression happening, okay, and then strengthen you that you'd be neutral to everything, you know, happening for you. Okay, and that you would just attract everything that you need for yourself in England there effortlessly, because that was the last weakness that I had perceived. Okay?
There you go. So, Joanna, because we're running out of time here, I just want to check in with you one last time here and just ask, like, what are you feeling now?
I'm just taking breath. I have to.
Very good. Yeah, you're I can feel that kind of release.
I'm just breathing.
And so you know, don't forget to breathe.
this is all that I do.
That tightness in the diaphragm. Yeah, that's your courage. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to this, that you have the that you had the courage to take consistent steps of action to living the life that you want. We're going to get you really strong to that, 100%. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Yeah, because
you're welcome.
You don't realize
Nicole, thank you, Joanna. I just wanted to ask you, Nicole, because I really wanted to, before, you know, we run out of time here, I wanted to ask you, what is your feeling about the children now? Like, what's going on here with all these children that are seemingly not like we used to be?
Oh, well, my feeling is there is that actually you taught me this. We've asked for these angels to come to us, and we're being given them, and then we're looking at them like there's something wrong. And there is nothing wrong. It's in connection to the shift in consciousness on the planet, and these kids are just coming in with their spiritual gifts completely open. And they're perceiving, you know, energy or angels or many other things in a way that, you know, someone who develops a skill can. And we need to tune into these children so that they can feel safe in what's happening for them, so that they can understand what's happening for them. And if we would provide that, then they would feel okay. You know?
That's beautifully said. Thank you. Because this is something that I feel like every child is a gift. And sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the fact that it's another mouth to feed or whatever. And like we're getting to work and we, you know, and when you have a child that is not necessarily cooperating in the regular way, it can make life kind of challenging to get to work. To, you know,
it's a little challenging. Bit.
Yeah, it's
but they're
challenging
breaking
enough.
The mold. They're you know, showing like, us a new way to live.
And I love this because you're a mom. You know, Karen, that was on the show last week. She's a mom. And, you know, like the reality of her situation is she's in New York and she was driving her kids to school. And when she got home, the golden retriever had gotten into the bag of treats and ate the whole thing. So while we were on the radio, you know, the dog was like, you know, letting go of all the treats that it had eaten. And this is the reality of being a mom, of being a parent, of you know, that, you know, these children, my feeling about it is these children come to special parents that can handle it.
Yes. And, in fact, a child will only come to a light worker parent. So let's say you have a child that is, you know, worldly, sends diagnosis ADHD or anything. They will only come to a parent who is a light worker and who has the ability to understand them and who is gifted themselves. And it doesn't matter if this parent is conscious of it or not. Very beautiful parents, very incredible parents are being gifted with these children who come in to really revolutionize the world and teach us a better way of living if we can listen to them.
Wow, I love that. You know, can you believe it? We're out of time pretty much here. The radio, even though there is no time on the radio, you notice that there is. I'm talking there's no linear time in the universe. As far as the universe is concerned, everything's happening at once. On radio time, it's slightly different. So we've run out of time. I want to thank you so very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for sharing
this brilliant wisdom. Thank you to all the people listening in, listening now, listening later, and the callers that called in, and Brian for always having the right music. You can, if you want more information, just go to thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and Nicole, what's your website?
It's www.innerfreedomnow.ca, and feel free to email me at nicole@innerfreedomnow.ca, and don't forget, first two people who email me, I will be giving away two angel card readings.
You rocked it, Nicole. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
I love you.
And thank you, all the listeners. We'll be back next week to The Truth is Funny.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.